Welcome to our Teaching Reading in the EFL Classroom podcast. Reading is an interesting topic to teach because non-native speakers tend to learn their reading skills differently than native speakers do, and they don't pick up some natural skills that they probably already have in their first language, but don't have in English. And to illustrate the skills, I want to give an example of a class I taught in Saudi Arabia. I was teaching in I was a staff member in a section of the program that was for computer programmers. And the computer programmers took their courses, all of their courses, in English, but their skills in English just weren't sufficient. And so I was teaching an Introduction to Computers course with a nice, big, thick, fat Introduction to Computers textbook in English that you probably would have used at a junior college in the United States or in the UK. But these students didn't have the skills to read that book and understand what was in it. In fact, they would just, if you left them to it, they'd probably just give up. But instead of teaching them Introduction to Computers in English, I taught them how to read in English. And by virtue of learning how to read in English, they learned Introduction to Computers in English. And so what we did was, the first thing we did on the first day of class was we admitted, yeah, this book is maybe a little too much. But then we went to the contents, and we kind of looked through the contents at the beginning of the book and talked about that a little bit, about what those things might mean. And then we moved on to chapter one. And some of the first things we did in chapter one was we flipped through the chapter, as you and I might do with a new book, and we looked at the pictures. And we talked a little bit about what those pictures might be of, a little bit about what they might mean, the caption and the text underneath the picture that was explaining what it was about. And then we went back and we looked through the headings of each section of the chapter. And then we looked at the subheadings and talked about what they might mean. And then we went through the whole chapter and we looked for words that might be bolded or in italics, or things that are set off in a sidebar, and we talked about those as well. By virtue of that, by the time we actually got around to reading the chapter, the students already knew what it was about. And we almost had a joke about it. And the joke would be, after we did all of that, the joke would be, now, we already know what this is about, so we're going to start to read it, and we're not going to be intimidated by it. This idea in reading is called surveying. Kind of surveying the chapter, surveying the book, taking a look at it, not reading it word by word by word. Scanning and looking for some key ideas, headings, subheadings, skimming and sometimes looking for facts or details. Now, these are the things that you and I do, especially if you took a college course and you don't have time to read everything. You look through the chapter, you look through the book, and you look for the critical information, the information that's really important. And another section on the webpage to talk about is guessing and predicting. So we can survey, scan, and skim the material in a book to begin to get a sense of what's there. A couple other skills are important too, and that's guessing and predicting from context. As native speakers, we can make pretty good guesses about what a word means. And in fact, much of our vocabulary comes not from having memorized it or somebody having told it to us, but from just its regular usage in books that we've read or material that we've read. So guessing what a word means from context, from the other words around it, and or predicting what a word might mean from context are important skills. And you can do this with your students as well. If somebody doesn't know a word, instead of just telling them what the word means, you might have them read the sentence, read the paragraph, and have other students in the classroom guess what the word might mean. Now I want to talk about reading just for a minute as one of the four skills. And reading is very related to listening. And on this website, before you study the listening section, sometimes it's better to study the reading section first. Reading and listening are both what we call receptive skills. I'm listening, I'm reading, it's stuff coming into me. I'm not creating language, I'm not writing language, I'm not speaking language that's going out. It's receptive language, things that are coming into me that I have to try to interpret. And the same thing with listening as with reading. I have to try to get the big ideas. I have to try to listen for a few details, the important details, and ignore the stuff that's not important. So reading and listening really are quite similar skills in some ways. On the bottom of the page, and probably more so than most any other section on the website, are some really good downloads. Teaching reading skills, about skimming and scanning, about SQ3R. Download all of those and read them carefully. They're really important concepts. I always found reading to be one of the most fun things to teach. And a lot of students quite enjoy reading and enjoy picking up those skills in another language as well. So download those, read them, and as always, with everything on the website, with everything here, if there's something you don't understand, something that confuses you, something that's not working on the website, send us an email or use our spam-free contact form and let us know about it, and we'll fix it right away. Or we'll help you out as need be. Bye-bye.